Simen Shin Chavav, Sif Yud Aleph. Amerachat's old-fashioned bathhouse, and they closed up the holes over the entire Shabbos between the place where the heating source is and the actual Amerachat's, so right after Shabbos could be Reichat's in it, because it did not get heated up on Shabbos from the heating source, because the holes that connect the heating source to the Amerachat's are closed up. However, if these holes were not closed up for Shabbos, that means that it naturally got out on Shabbos from the heating source. Then after Shabbos, you want to be roiches, you want to take a shower, a bath, this merchitz, you have to wait Kadesh Yasa, the amount of time it would take to heat up after Shabbos, because otherwise we're afraid there's a gzera shami yachat b'gacholim. Next time someone wants to have it ready right away after Shabbos, they'll stoke the coals of the heating source on Shabbos in order to have it ready right after Shabbos. Therefore, you have to wait Kadesh Yasu if it gained heat on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains that we're talking about a case where it was like in the outside or the edge of the room, that's where the heating source was, and then a couple of holes in between that could be opened and closed. However, if the heating source is in a different room, let's say it's in the bottom room and the merchitz on top, and it's a question if the vents, so to speak, to one room and the other room have to be closed over Shabbos, or they can be open, there he says there the minhag is to make out to allow the vents to be open from one room to the next. Since two different rooms, it's not considered like this is a heating source heating up the merchitz, it's heating up its room. And if you have a door from a hot room to a cold room open, obviously the cold room is going to get heated up from the warm room. It's considered like a second room, a second step. Sif Yud Beis, the Chazal made Gzera, you're not allowed to go into a merchatz, even not planning to be roichatz, even lasil, just to go into the schwitz from the steam of the merchatz. Mishnah Berurah explains the Gzera because of Avir Avera, who wanted to be roichatz, and they would say we're just going in lasil just for the schwitz. So therefore they answered even the schwitz. However, it's only also according to the Shita if you have kavana to Mazia. And if you go into a small merchitz, there's a lot of steam that obviously you're going to sweat from the schwitz. Still, it's not a problem. That wasn't your kavana. The Rambam brings the Yeshar, even to go pass through a merchitz where you might come to Mazia, that's also. This shit is much for Machber, and a small merchitz wouldn't be able to walk into a Shabbos, you know, it's not your kavana. Mishnah Berurah is based on the Shita, people who come from the base at Tefillah, people who do go to Mikvah on Shabbos morning, and they get dressed in the merchitz Shabbos, they have to be careful not to hang out there too long, because they come to be Mazia from the Zeya, from the steam, and that'll be a problem according to their Rambam. At night, where the merchat is very ham, it's even more steamy over there. It's impossible to be careful of this. He says that ladies who are tov on Friday night, they're obviously being samach based on the first sheet of the mechaber. That as long as it's not your kavana, that's fine. Sif Yud Gimel, the last sif in the siman. If you have a city that has both yid and goyim living in it, and there's a merchat that's open on Shabbos, so the question is, are you allowed to go to the merchat to be roichatz right after Shabbos? If the city is mostly goyim, it's mutter right after Shabbos, because that which was being heated up towards the end of Shabbos was for the goyim. But to Rav Yisrael, then it's aser. You know, on Shabbos, the people in Reichatz are obviously goyim, because you didn't go to the Merchatz on Shabbos, but that which was being heated up, the last part of Shabbos, was for right after Shabbos, and that was being done for the most of the yin. Even to Merchatz on Merchatz, it's half and half, it's also going to be all sermon to Shabbos to Reichatz until Kadesh Yasa, the amount of time we'll take the heat up after Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah says, you know, it's a machlokes by, if a Safik's a Melchatz is done for yid or for goy, there are machmir and machilim by a Safik. Here, it's worse than a Safik. It's Merchatz on Merchatz, because Safik was done for both the yin and the goyim, and therefore it's also to be none of us to go to the Merchatz right after Shabbos until the amount of time we'll take up the Shabbos for it to be Hucham then. Mishnah Berurah also points out that it does not go by Roiv or half of the people who live in the city, rather goes by Roiv or half of the people who tend to go to the Merchatz on Matzah Shabbos. Simon Shin Chav Zayin Lach of Sicha of smearing oil and things on Shabbos. The Mechaber says someone whose legs hurt him and wants to smear shemen oil, which apparently was therapeutic. So to smear shemen and chemis together, shemen and vinegar, that's also due, because people would not do that unless it's for refuah, for medical purposes. I think it's for refuah. Chazal Aser, the Xerim Shem Shechikas Salman, he might come to grind up some sediments and do the Malach of Teichen in order to have the right medicines. Mishnah Berurah says a different gears in the Mishnah that's talking about yayin and chametz. That's what's aser, and then it would mean either one by itself, either yayin or chametz by itself would be aser, not just together. If you go to the gears of shemen and chametz, that means only aser b'sach shemen and chametz together. But shemen by itself, like the Mechaber says, that's mutter, because that was normal in the old days for people to put shemen on themselves just as a nice thing on their body, not for medicinal purposes. If it's not nikkur, it's for a fool. If it's not nikkur, it's for a fool, it's fine. Shemen vered, shemen from a rose, that's also because it's nikkur for a fool. Unless it's a place where a lot of people shmir shemen vered themselves, even that refuah. Their mosque has a place where they don't shmir shemen, like by us nowadays, don't stop shmir shemen on ourselves, unless for medicinal purposes, and all shemen be us. It's a practical shiloh. And if the Mishnah Berurah says that nowadays, you can't shmir shemen, someone has like chatotmi, his wounds on his head, he wouldn't be able to shmir shemen, or any place that's nikkur, that nowadays it's for refuah. The Mishnah Berurah says, chelev and shuman, but anybody also, because you have problems of molad, because you're melting it down. So we also talked about previously in Simon Shin Chavav. A place where it's also first person we saw himself, it's a fuah, it's often also Ade Goy also, that will seem in time we get the Simon Shin Chav Ches. Sif Beis, a person can be soch, a mashmish, put Shem himself and then spread around for his pleasure, as long as it does the Shinoi, like to be soch and mashmish together. But to be doing the regular way, that might be a problem of the Dachal. The Mechaber says, it should not be a mashmish, it should be in a softer way, The Rambam holds that as long as not mechamed to come to say it, it's mutter, but the Shulchan Aruch is machmed that you have to do the softer and gentler than usual because of the luchal.